morning. I want to address a few more points about sinks. So the drain, so you should pour into the drain area and make sure that all that area is totally clean. You should pour in the drain area as to kasha that as well. There's always a concern that maybe there'll be some backup and there's something which is stuck down in the drain and there'll be backup up for Pesach, which that would not be very geschmack if there had been some chametz sitting in there. So one suggestion is to be poigim the items which are down there, but and make them not edible. Someone suggested we pour some bleach down or something of that sort. So that's an option which a person could do. If a person has an instant hot dispenser, so if a person does not use it for 24 hours, make sure that it's totally clean. So a person can do iri on it from the outside and turn it on from the inside then, and kasher from inside and out, and a person could use that kasher that for Pesach. One thing which we've been assuming, but just want to clarify, that we mentioned the idea of doing the sink in sections. So for the purpose of Haggadah, we can do a keli in partial, one part at a time. For the purpose of tevilas kelim, that is not so. When a person is tevilas kelim, just this, we should not confuse the two. When a person is tevilas kelim, a person has to tevil the item totally, all at one time. The whole keli has to be submerged underwater. When a person is kashering, a person can do it section by section. The place where if a person would be kashering a keli inside of a large pot, where the place where he's holding it with the tongs would have to be kashered separately because it's blocking the water by the virtue of the fact that he's holding it there, and that's okay. You move the tongs while it's under the water. Whenever we kasher, we need the water to be rolling boil. So if we're going to kasher the sink, since the water had been heated to rolling boil, and that's when we took it off the fire, and we're doing iri, that's sufficient. But let's say I have a different idea. I want to kasher, I'll make a very big pot, fill it up with a lot of hot water, boil it up, and then scoop out with a smaller pot. So I could do that. But each time I do that, I have to make sure that the pot returns to a full boil before I take out the second time. What type of pot should you use? Should you use a chametzdik pot or a pesachdik pot? So the minhag is to use a pesachdik pot. If, however, the person does not have a pesachdik pot to use, person can use a chametzdik pot. Be sure to kasher it beforehand. You want to kasher your kettle or something of that sort. You can kasher it and then use that for this purpose. Let's say a person does not have a stainless steel sink. He has a china sink or an enamel sink, something of that sort. So it's not kasherable. So you should wait 24 hours and clean it well. And then after you've done that, you should line it with foil or with contact paper, that there will never be direct contact. And then, when you over Pesach, when a person will be doing dishes in the sink, the dishes should never be placed directly on the surface of the sink or of the contact paper. They should always be racks, which will raise it up from the bottom, and try and as much as possible not to have a backup in the sink, that the water should build up in the bottom of the sink, because then the water will be sitting potentially in contact with the sink, which is not koshered, and your keli, your pesach keli. So if that would be with hot water, that would be problematic. So we want to try and avoid that possibility. If a person has granite countertops or metal countertops, they can be koshered. Granite, marble, or even a wood countertop, as long as it has a smooth surface, it can be koshered with iri. It's better to do the countertops before you do the sink. One last point, which is if a person has the instead of having an aerator to enter the sink, they actually have a pullout, like a spray rod type of a thing, which they can pull out and move around. So that tube is a plastic tube. But the chances are that tube ever got directly having chametz directly on it is going to be extremely minimal. When you run the water through it, that's what you're doing when you run it on, that should be sufficient for that purpose. Even though we said the minhag is we do not kosher plastic for Pesach, that's a chumrah, so over here we do not have another option, so a person can rely on koshering, doing iri on it, and that should be sufficient for our purposes. So we've covered the sinks. Tomorrow we'll just run through some of the other parts of the kitchen quickly. They're not as extensive as the sink itself. And that hopefully will take us into to Erev Yom Tov. Okay, have a good day.